Hello, Forrest.
Hey, Forrest, how are you? This is Juan. How are you?
Hey, Juan.
Sorry, I missed
Good.
your
How are
call. I
you?
was looking at my phone, so my phone's been acting up.
No problem, man. So, how's your day?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
Good. Good. So, what's going on?
So, yeah, I got one of your, I think, postcards from you guys for you guys saying that you wanted to buy a property for cash. And I mean, I just want to see what you guys have to offer, you know? Because I was looking to sell this property.
Yeah, so I would be interested in seeing what's going on. I mean, how long have you owned it?
I've owned it since 2021, so roughly around like 4 years, coming up with 4 years.
Okay, and what do you think needs to be done with the property?
I mean, 50% of it needs to be teared down and remodeled, you know. But besides that, any assets have to be remodeled. I just haven't had any time to get around to it, you know. I've been busy with work. Also, I also have my properties I gotta renovate. And this one I bought, you know, just to have, and was gonna renovate it, but then I never ended up getting to it, you know.
What's your best email address, Juan?
Harold Rojas, HAROLDROJAS 7272 at gmail.com.
All right, let me make sure I got this correct. It's HAROLROJAS 7272 at Gmail.
Yeah, HAROLDROJAS
H.
7272.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. So you flip houses, and this one just kind of sat and never got done. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I just never got to it. It's because we had another house in Richmond that we had a squatter, and then it's been a hassle these last 4 years trying to get them out, you know.
You
We've been caught up
still there?
in. Yeah, the no, not the property I was trying to sell. I have this other property at a different place, like literally right next to it that I have a squatter. That's why this house right now is all boarded up, so no one could get in. But now the other property, I mean, I already got the permits for that one, and it's just I haven't had time to get around it because the squatter, you know, has been kicking me in the ass, and then I was gone for around 3 months too. So basically, I had to
Where
reinitiate.
is that squatter still there?
Yeah.
And you haven't been able to get them out?
Not the property I'm selling right now. I was
No,
talking to
I
you about.
understand there's two different properties. I understand. I'm just asking. Yeah.
He's still there right now. He doesn't want to get out. I mean, we even offered to pay to get paid for him to get out. He's like, no. Like, yeah. It's been a hassle, but yeah, I had to reinitiate the eviction process. It should be within 2 or 3 months. He should be out though. But, you know, there I'm losing money too, so you know, I'm
What are
just
you
trying
going
to
to
get
do with
ready.
that one when
That
you
one
get
already
them
have
out?
building permits and everything. We're going to renovate it and sell it.
Oh, okay. Well, we have an attorney that's, pretty good at that kind of stuff. Would you like that information? Or are you doing it on your own, or do you already have an attorney for the
I'm
eviction?
doing them. I'm doing them all because I got basically all the proof saying that I've owned the
Oh, okay.
house. I still pay all the property. Taxes on there, everything, and this guy, you know, just does not want
That's got to be a pain in the butt.
get out. It's been a hassle.
Just out of curiosity, what's that other address?
It's 2107 Fop Street.
Fox Street.
Yeah, PHAUP Street, ST.
Okay. Well, getting back to, this property on Ford. I mean, obviously you want to sell it, I mean, what really makes sense to you? I mean, we're both investors. We both know this game, right? We both know this business, what really is something that you would just say yes to just to get it out of your hair?
I mean, the price I'd say yes is like 130, 125, around there.
You know that is probably not worth that, right?
I mean, yes and no, because, I mean, I got an offer for 133, but, you know, I have to wait till he reaches. He said he's going to go look at the property today and, you know, see what he says about it. I mean, like, the lowest I'll go is, like, 110. Well, you know, that's the lowest I'll go. Besides that, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't plan to sell anything lower than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the property did go up a bit in value, because the place is going up in value. My other property, the one at Pop Street, did go up in value, too, which means, you know, more property tax I got to pay on it, but... You know, that place is starting to come up, too, as it is.
Yeah.
But for okay. us, it's just like it's a hassle driving there every day. But we stay down here in Woodbridge, and I got to go back and forth, you know.
Where in Woodbridge do you live?
Near Potomac Mills, the mall.
Yeah, I used to live right there off, I mean, Ripon Landing. If you are familiar with
yeah,
Dale Boulevard, Ripon Landing, right where, right there at Route 1, those townhouses, you know, as you can see. Yeah, I used to live there. Me and my wife, we got married when I was living up there. Yeah, we live down here now, but yeah, I'm real familiar with that. That's a long drive. I used to drive when we moved down here. I was still working up there. I wasn't doing real estate. It's like 15 years ago. I was a contractor. I was driving up to, you know, the Pentagon and crap like that at like 4 o'clock in the morning to work, because that's where my work still was. It was horrible, man. I don't wish that drive on anybody, man. Getting through Stafford both directions sometimes can kill you, man. I get it.
Especially on the way coming back, if you don't leave early enough, then you're already messed up, you know, because you're going to be stuck in traffic for like at least 2 hours, an hour.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, that's why we try to always go early morning and, you know, try to come back as soon as before, always before 2. But then if we got to go to Springfield or something, we, you know, there's traffic already here in Woodbridge. But, yeah, I mean, have you guys, you know, stopped, swung by and look at the property by chance?
I know the area very well, man. I mean, we do, you know, 50, 60 deals a year in Richmond. So I know Richmond like the back of my hand. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'd be willing to take a shot at 110. I mean, I think it's high, but I'd be willing to take a shot at it and see what my investor partners say, if that's what you're set on.
I mean, like, I thought it's my lowest, like, you know, if I get, like, another offer, I mean, I'll hit you up first, see what they say, and then see what your investor says, too, and then if it can work.
Well, I'm going to send you an offer right now, and, you know, you just, you know, have to say yes or no. I mean, you know, if you want to, you gave me a number. If that's good with you, then that's cool. And if not, you know, you can go and go with somebody else. And you know, they're just probably going to jerk you around. Everybody's, you know, just being jerks right now with throwing high offers out there that they cannot perform, just locking you up, and they're just dragging you further along down the line of, you know, where you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you could go between, I mean, like me in the middle, like 115, then, I mean, I could possibly do it either this.
So if I gave you 115, you would look at it on the electronic signature and approve it today.
I mean, yeah, I look at it, but I mean, probably, I would have to talk over my wife too, you know.
Is she on the property as well?
Yeah, she's on the deed. So, you know, I also want my wife to talk with her, see if she likes it or not, you know. But like I said, I'm calling everywhere. I always want to get the best price to make her happy too while I'm at it at the same time.
Well, having a happy wife is definitely the right thing to do. So,
Let me call you back in a day. I mean, I'll talk it over with her. You know, you already gave me the offer.
And then give me some time to think about it. I would have to talk with her too, make sure she's happy with it, you know.
Okay, man.
Sounds good then.
You know, if it works for you, it works for you. All right, man. Thanks. Take care.